This is the Making Good Podcast, episode 50. Welcome to the Making Good Podcast with me, Jen Gale. Stay tuned for inspirational stories from ethical and social entrepreneurs and people making good stuff happen in their communities, as well as tips, tools, and techniques to help you grow your ethical business and amplify your impact. Hello! Wow, episode 50. This really does feel like something of a milestone. This time last year, I had been sitting on this idea for a podcast for nearly 3 years. And every time I thought about my goals and the things I wanted to achieve, I would say to anyone who would listen that I wanted to start a podcast. But fear kept holding me back and it just never happened. Until eventually the discomfort of staying stuck started to outweigh the discomfort that I felt when I thought about stepping out of my comfort zone. So I took a deep breath and I emailed 12 people to see if they would come on my as yet non-existent podcast. And I say to my relief, but actually it was probably quite scary when several of them said yes. And this forced me out of that nice, safe comfort zone and into action. And now, here we are, 6 months and 50 episodes later. I want to say a huge thank you to you for listening. And to everyone who has commented or shared or left a review on iTunes. And if you haven't, please do pop over there and add one. It really does help to spread the word. I always had a sneaking suspicion that I would actually really enjoy creating a podcast, and I was right. It is such an amazing opportunity and a privilege to have the excuse, if I needed one, to connect with the inspirational people who I've had the huge pleasure of interviewing. And it's also been really affirming to hear that when I shared some of the things that I struggle with in my journey as an ethical business owner, that some of you do too, and that by sharing these things, we can help each other to just keep moving forwards. I'm taking a break from the podcast now. It's early December until the new year in 2018. And then I'm going to review what feels manageable moving forwards, because I think in hindsight that maybe 2 episodes a week forevermore may have been a little overambitious, and I hadn't quite realised how much of a demand on my time it would be. So maybe I'm going to trial out running the podcast in seasons, or drop down to 1 episode a week, or maybe both of these things. I'll have a play around and I hope you'll bear with me. I'm really looking forward to having some time over the next couple of weeks before the kids break up to plan my 2018 and all the things that I want to make happen to help support anyone who wants to start up or grow their ethical business. We need more people making good stuff happen. People who want businesses that factor in people and planet as well as profit, but who know that profit's important. But starting up any business is hard. Not just logistically, but in terms of the little gremlins that pop into our heads that want us to stay small and safe. I want to help more people to take action despite those gremlins, to build impactful businesses that fit their versions of success. So I'm opening up some more slots for one-to-one coaching and also working on ways that I can make coaching and the incredible benefits that come with it accessible and affordable to as many people as possible. So stay tuned. And if you'd love some support to do just that, to start up or grow an ethical business, then do drop me a line on jen@jengale.co.uk and I'd love to have a chat. Okay, so on with today's show, the last one of 2017. Enjoy. A Facebook Live popped up into my feed a week or two ago by Kat Luckock. I interview Kat in episode 42, all about how to measure and communicate impact. It's a really great episode. Do go and have a listen. Anyway, Kat was talking about a book she was reading called Building Social Business by Muhammad Yunus. And it sounds fab. I'll link to it in the show notes in case you want to get your mitts on a copy, maybe as a Christmas present. And early on in the book, she says that the author talks about remembering to incorporate joy into our business. Wow, that really pulled me up short. It really made me realise that all too often I'm feeling frazzled and stressed and I'm chasing my tail and I'm worrying and I forget about the joy. I don't know if you guys are the same. This time of year, as I said, it's early December. It's supposed to be a joyous one. But for lots of us, it ends up just adding to the stress with all those extra pressures and demands that nativity plays and Christmas socialising and organising and maybe even buying the odd present or two bring with them. And this time of year is also a time when we start looking backwards at the year gone by, at the progress that we've made before we start to turn our thoughts to the shiny, exciting new year ahead. So it seems like a really great time to remind ourselves about joy. What are the things this year that have brought you joy? In your business and in your personal life, because let's face it, these things are intertwined and joy in one will most certainly impact on the other. So what are the things that you have really enjoyed doing this year? Specifically in your business, what have you enjoyed doing most? What has really lit you up? What has made you smile from ear to ear? If you were going to Marie Kondo your business, if you've got no idea what I'm talking about, she's the author of a book called, I think it's The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And she talks about looking at all our stuff and our clothes and asking ourselves whether it sparks joy. So if you were going to Marie Kondo your business, what are the bits of your business that spark joy? Now, I'm not suggesting that in true Marie Kondo style, you jettison the bits that don't spark joy, but stop and have a think about how you can incorporate more of that joyful stuff. Is there any way that you could work it so that you could do less of the tedious stuff, the stuff that stresses you out or maybe just bores you to tears? Could you outsource any of it? And if you're not in a position financially to do that right now, wow, what a great incentive and maybe a great goal for 2018, that this time next year you might be in a position to be able to do that. I think a lot of this comes down to something that Mel Wiggins and I talked about in episode 49. It's about slowing down. Slowing down just enough so that we can recognise and register the things that bring us joy. Because once we know what they are, we can then actively work on trying to make sure we do more of them. So here's a few suggestions that you might like to try if you're feeling frazzled and stressed out and have somehow forgotten along the way that you're running your business because you love what you do, because it allows you to serve your passion and your purpose. And once upon a time, it made you smile. Here's number one, keep a joy journal. Gratitude journals are really popular tools for encouraging us to stop and reflect on what we do have, rather than constantly chasing the next shiny thing and feeling like we never have enough. That helping us to focus on the abundance rather than the scarcity. And it occurs to me that a joy journal might be quite a helpful and quite joyful thing to do, either on its own or to complement a gratitude diary. So take 5 minutes before you go to bed or sat in bed before you go to sleep to think about one thing. And there could be more, but aim for one as a minimum that made you smile that day. It could be the tiniest thing. It could be seeing the sun peeking out from behind the clouds, hearing your favourite song on the radio, seeing your kids making up after a driving you mad arguing. And in the context of how we can incorporate more joy into our business, it would be really lovely to also think specifically about something in your business that's made you smile that day too. Maybe you got a nice comment on a post on Facebook, or you made a sale, or you got to spend time doing that bit of your business that you really love. So, how do you feel about a joy journal? Okay, number two, look back through the year. Like I said, it's a time for reflection at the end of the year, and think about all the times that you felt alive and joyful and smiley. So these things can be business or they can be personal. It might be that your business and the way you've structured it has enabled you to build in more pockets of joy into your personal life. It might be that your business has allowed you to take more time off for holidays or get to the school nativity play, or maybe it's meant that you can pay for a meal out with a friend. Write them all down, big and small. Brainstorm them and keep coming back to this list over the next few days. And then carve out a bit of time to take a look at that list and think about what you can put into place to make sure that you get at least the same opportunities again next year. And what can you do to make sure you do more of the things that make you joyful? Okay, number three, share the joy. How can you bring joy to others with your business? I'm sure there are studies somewhere out there proving it, but we all know deep down that making others happy makes us happy. It gives us that warm glow. So what can you do to bring joy to others? How can you go maybe above and beyond for your clients and your customers? What little surprises can you incorporate into their journey with you? And how can you spread joy beyond your customer base? One of the things that I do with my one-to-one clients is I buy them a Deki voucher. And Deki is an organisation that provides microfinance to entrepreneurs in the developing world. And it feels like a real win-win to provide my clients with a voucher that they can use to help someone else get their business off the ground. So is there anything like that that you could do? And the last one is talk. Talk to someone, buddy up, get some support and get some help. It's hard starting up and running a business. We can get so bogged down in all the things we've got to do and we put ourselves under so much pressure that joy gets pushed right down or right off our to-do list. Who do you know who you could chat to about your business? Who could you bounce ideas off? Who could remind you of the good times and why you do what you do? You might already know someone. Ask them. You might have a coach who fulfills this role for you, but if you don't, then come and join us in the Making Good Facebook group because it's a great place to come and connect and to be reminded of the good stuff. So I hope that's helpful. I hope that's reminded you about the joy you wanted to feel when you first had your idea for a business. So like I said, this will be the last podcast for 2017, but this podcast really is something that sparks joy for me. Producing the episodes sometimes can feel a little bit onerous and like a big drain on my time. But when I hear back from you guys about an episode that's helped inspire or motivate you, it really genuinely does light me up and spark joy. So keep those comments coming, please. I'll be back in the new year in 2018 with some fresh new content. And I've got loads of great plans, like I said, for making good stuff happen in 2018. If you want to be the first to hear about them all, then do sign up to my email list. I will pop a little link in the show notes, which you can find at jengale.co.uk/podcast. But for me, for now, have a wonderful rest of the year. Have a brilliant, joyful Christmas. And I will see you again in January. Take care. You've been listening to the Making Good podcast with me, Jen Gale. If you've enjoyed the show, I'd really love you to pop over to iTunes to leave a review and say nice things. I'd also love to hear your feedback and your thoughts, so do drop me a line on jen@jengale.co.uk or head over to my Making Good community on Facebook. Thanks for listening.